Welcome to another My Tunes podcast with me, Mark Tiley.
Mark Tiley, the nation's station, Manx Radio.
Sometimes on My Tunes, on Mark Tiley in the Morning, people are where they are supposed to be. And sometimes we have to use long-distance telecommunication. But on this occasion, my guest really shouldn't be here at all. Should be touring the world, singing in some of the finest concert halls and entertaining people literally everywhere. But she is, for the moment, sort of locked into our island. Please welcome the wonderful Christine Tear.
Oh, thank you so much.
But it's true, isn't it? You're not supposed to be here, really. Fill in the background. How come you're here now?
Well, I'm over, really, because my mother's here, Kathleen Tear. She wasn't well during the first lockdown. It's been a terrible year, hasn't it?
Yeah.
She wasn't well, and eventually I got home to her. So I'm very pleased to be here. And it's so safe. We're so lucky here. I can't bear the thought of all my colleagues and friends over on the mainland and beyond. Just so sad.
I suppose, given what you just said, it wouldn't actually make any difference where you were at the moment, because you wouldn't be entertaining people in those big arenas anyway.
No. Will we ever get back to how it was?
Yes.
I mean, the theatres and the West End is all closed. Opera has stopped. Bryn Terfel was in the Telegraph last Sunday talking about this. Will we ever get back to how we were?
I think we will. I think the good news is coming. I really do. I'll say that now and then probably be knocked down in flames later on this afternoon. Growing up on the Isle of Man, the Guild must have been a huge part of your life.
It was. And I'm as Manx as the hills and very proud of it.
Good on you. Well, with a name like Tear, I'm not surprised. But they even use your story in the Guild. If you go to the website, people you should know about who have been through the Guild. You're one of those people we should know. Oh, yes, you are.
Embarrassing.
It's true. So you had a marvellous time at the Guild here.
I did, yes. Wonderful. Oh, yes, fabulous. My father sang in the Guild. My brother played the trombone. He won his class in the Guild. And it was just every year you started work a few months before. Get it ready, you know.
Yeah.
Wonderful training.
And at that time, did you and did the people around you think, this girl has got it and you're going to move on?
No.
No. When did that happen?
There is so much good singing on the Isle of Man. Wonderful singers. I've been very, very lucky. But no, I left school at 16. Sadly, I was the only one that wanted to do music A level, and the late Alan Pickard could not accommodate me. Mm-hmm. So I left school and I worked in the Isle of Man Bank. Yes, I worked in the Isle of Man Bank for 3 or 4 years. Then I was singing at the Blackpool Music Festival, and somebody heard me, the adjudicator heard me, and said, I think you should study.
Yes.
What?
Well, we're going to talk a lot about the move in a moment. Can we just break off briefly? This isn't one of your choices, but it's something that I really want to play a bit of. The Sheep Under the Snow with Triad. When did you record this?
I think I was about 15 or 16, and I was delighted to record it. It was actually the tourist board who wanted some singing in Manx for a film advertising the Isle of Man. And yes, Triad, because they were a little bit older than me. I thought I was in the in crowd with them. And we recorded it. And it's recently appeared. I mean, somebody saved it somewhere.
Shoo!
Take us into your first choice. Now we're going for, it's a cracking old tune, Peter Skellen, You're a Lady, but the brass band is significant, isn't it?
Oh, I was brought up on brass band music. My father was in the Castletown band and my brother was in the band, a wonderful band. And Trevor played in the youth band. He should have gone to the Royal Northern College of Music, but didn't want to leave the Isle of Man. But he was good enough, you know. And I just remember when I was little, my father practising all the time. He played the cornet, trumpet. Then he went on to tenor horn, but later on. But no, I was brought up on brass band music and I love it.
Come to a close, and I've had my last dance with you. Onto the empty streets we go, and it might be my last chance with you. So I might as well get it over. The things I have to say won't wait until. I'm a man, you're supposed to understand how these things are often planned to be. You're romantic, I'm a fool, you're the teacher I've come to school. Here I sit and hope that you love me. Your pure magic, unlock my chain. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. So I say with no restraint, be mine. I agree, but then I've got to know. I'm not asking you to marry me, just a little love to show. Oh, I know I could make you happy, so the things I have to say won't wait until another day. You're a lady, I'm a man, you're supposed to understand how these things are often planned to be. I've come to school. Here I sit and hope that you love me. Your pure magic, unlock my chain. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. And so I say, strain. Be mine. Be mine.
Once again, on My Tunes, we have got somebody raised on the Isle of Man and then exploring the big wide world and going on to greatness. Greatness. She's a wonderful soprano. She's my guest all this week. Christine Teare, thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you so much. Great to be here.
Let's go through your departure. The banking world obviously was fine, but it wasn't quite where you wanted to be.
No. Although I was very homesick when I first went to London. I missed everybody so much, yeah. And I was very, very homesick. But I got through the first term, which was a real struggle, and then I just loved it.
And where were you?
I was at the Royal Academy of Music.
Wonderful. Marylebone
yes.
Road.
Marylebone Road. Yes.
Know it well. So how long was the course?
Well, I started on a performing course, and then I extended it to the advanced. And I was there in all 5 years, but I loved it. I absolutely had a ball, and I was very, very lucky. In my final year, the Welsh National Opera were auditioning down in Regent Street for Don Giovanni, and I happened to know the big aria, Non Mi Dir, and I went along, and they gave me the understudy. So I was actually working for Welsh National Opera in my final year at the Academy, which, you know,
wonderful.
I was lucky.
Yeah, absolutely. What is the world of opera like? Is it hugely competitive? Are there so many people going for each part?
Hugely competitive. And it's wonderful. It can be very glamorous, but it's very hard work. And it can, ups and downs. I mean, one minute you're there with the flowers taking the applause, and the next you're on the tube going home by yourself.
Yeah. I would imagine as well, it's one of those art forms where you're often in huge makeup and huge costumes on stage. So
yes.
Maybe you don't have the issue of being spotted as being famous. You can sort of go into the restaurant, even next door, and
yes.
people that they might not know who you are.
I know. Well, I've got a wonderful story from Covent Garden when Dame Gwyneth Jones was Brunhilde, and we were, I was a Helmviga, a Valkyrie. We all had leather outfits, and we all went out in these wonderful outfits into Covent Garden one day just for a coffee. And we certainly stopped the people. It was great.
You would do in that getter.
Yes.
I noticed on one of your press releases that you were in an episode of Inspector Morse, the Masonic Mysteries.
Yes.
How did this happen?
Well, Julian Mitchell, the late Julian Mitchell, a playwright, I did a play for him after Aida at the Old Vic from the Welsh National Opera. We did it round the valleys with Zoe Wanamaker. I'm just name dropping here.
Keep going.
Richard Griffiths, Ian Charlson, wonderful, wonderful people. And it was taken into the West End. And yeah, Julian had made this. And then he was doing an episode of Inspector Morse and rang me up and said, you know, how about, would you like to sing The Queen of the Night? And I thought, well, it's rather high. It's rather high, but I'll have a go. And it was, I went over to Chiswick. I had a little caravan and I was there very early in the morning. And they, you know, I warmed up ready. And they didn't call me all day. You know, I was sitting there in the caravan with a crown on. And eventually, when they did call me, and I thought, oh, where's my voice? Anyway, that was, yes, Inspector Morse.
And you were there. And the camera zoomed in on you at the time of the murder, apparently.
Yes, yes. How embarrassing. I didn't realise that the cameras could do that. You know, from the back of Chiswick Town Hall, all of a sudden, all you could see were my fillings.
We have a memory of London for you with your next record. And it's a connection with your brother.
Yeah, my brother passed away nearly 6 years ago now, but he was a fantastic musician and played in local bands. And he came to hear me at the academy. I was doing Semele when I was a student, and we went through Baker Street. And of course, the Jerry Rafferty song, Baker Street. When I came home, Trevor would always sing it for me, play it and sing it. And he used to play in the Continental, and he was in the Old Summerland. It means a lot to me because I went through Baker Street Station for 5 years. I know Baker Street and the surrounding area so well. I love it.
Today, my wonderful MyTunes guest, Christine Tier, soprano from the Isle of Man, now travelling the world, but here with her mum at the moment, teased us with a glimpse of you and your mates trolling around Covent Garden dressed as Valkyries.
We got into great trouble, actually. We shouldn't have been out in our costumes.
Well, of course not. They're probably worth a fortune, those things. Probably worth a fortune. But you were Royal Opera, Covent Garden. How long were you there?
I was there. I did quite a lot of work. I was a Valkyrie. I was a Norn in Götterdämmerung. I covered Dame Gwyneth quite a lot in Lohengrin. I also went on in Die Frau und Schatten. And somebody rang the garden wanting a Kaiserin, an empress in Die Frau und Schatten in Augsburg. So I flew over to Augsburg on a very short notice and went on as the empress, which I had done for the Welsh National Opera before, but it was through Covent Garden I got that work. And then I had my opening into Germany, which was lovely, you know.
We will tour Germany tomorrow, but you've very kindly shown us some amazing pictures of one particular role from Covent Garden.
Yes, Turandot. Mm. Yes, that was my dream. I was covering it, I was understudying it, and they rang one morning and said, how are you? You know, I said, oh, I'm fine, thank you. Would you like to sing Turandot tonight? Yes. Anyway, I went along, got the tube in from the East End and walked from Holborn. And when I got to Covent Garden, there were queues, hundreds of people queuing around the corner for tickets. And I thought, oh, my goodness, that's me. Yeah. So, it was a dream come true. I had friends, you know, friends came to hear me. It was a packed house anyway. I had friends in the chorus. I'd worked at Covent Garden for quite a while, so they were right behind me, which was wonderful. I was very, very lucky. Enjoyed, yeah.
What amazed me is when one time I was in London, we did a backstage tour. You can book them and go round and have a look. It's huge, isn't it?
Yes.
There's far more behind the scenes than you'd ever imagine from being in the front.
Yes.
It's an enormous place.
The stage is huge, and they were guiding me on because I was in a new costume. And, it was absolutely fantastic. I just thought, blinkers on, I've got to do this. You know, don't think about it. And it was fine. But my funny story on my first note, because she sings In Questa Reggia, the wonderful aria. And I had a mask on. And as I started to sing, my cheeks lifted the mask up. And I thought, where's the conductor?
You couldn't see.
So it was eventually I stylized and put it down a bit. But, you know, I thought, heavens above, I went... Where is he?
As a memory of that, you have chosen probably one of the best known pieces of classical music on the planet.
Oh, yes. Nessun dorma, none shall sleep. And the great Pavarotti, that's the voice for it.
Il mare, il luna e il sole.
Our MyTunes guest this week started out singing all the time in the Isle of Man, in the Guild, went across to England, and then the rest, as they say, is history. She is a wonderful soprano, Christine Tear, who, as the Sunday Times keeps on saying, was magnificent in this. Was magnificent. I've got all these reviews here, Christine.
Oh, my goodness. How embarrassing.
I hope you've got them all pinned up. No. You should do. They're fantastic. Honestly, just amazing stories of being in Covent Garden, in the Royal Opera. We're going to go to Germany today. We've got a lot of ground to cover because you were also quite often on... We can mention Radio 2. Yeah, we can mention that. Friday night is music night.
Yes.
Who sort of phoned you up for that one?
I auditioned.
Oh, you auditioned?
From the Academy, yes, yes, right. Yes. And the Palm Court Orchestra, first of all. And yes, Friday night's music night. Yeah. Really enjoyed it, yes.
Did you ever perform in sort of West End shows rather than the sort of more musicals, I suppose I'm thinking of, rather than pure opera?
No, never. But I would love to have had. I'd love to have done. Yes.
But it wasn't. You were in a particular discipline. Is that how it worked?
Yes. Although the Old Vic, when I was in a play at the Old Vic, and I was in a play at the National Theatre with Tom Stoppard, that was just excerpts of things. Yeah. After Aida was about Verdi's life and singing little bits of different operas. But a good friend of mine was in Phantom of the Opera. I went to see her about six times. I loved it.
Yeah,
because my name's Christine, and you kept saying Christine.
Of course, singing your name all the way yes. through it. A little royal story, perhaps? A little royal interlude?
Yes, well, I was very lucky. I was in Cardiff working for the Welsh National Opera when Prince William had his first official engagement. Obviously, he's with his mum, Princess Diana. And I was at St David's Hall, and I sang the Easter hymn. Inejamol signor non è morto. And we met Princess Diana and Prince William afterwards, and it was so lovely. He was only seven. This is in the 80s, you know. Wow. He was only 7 years old, and she was so lovely to talk to, and then he kept wanting to shake my hand, you know. So it was very nice.
Was she a very proud mum, do you think?
She was. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh,
marvellous. Yes. Marvellous, yes. Marvellous memories. Before we let you go, and I know we have to, I want to go through your Germany touring, Nuremberg, and all sorts of places across in Germany. How did you get the sort of the Germany gigs, if I can say?
Well, it started in Augsburg to do Die Frauen Schatten, and then they invited me back to sing a season or two seasons of Tosca. So I lived in Augsburg for a couple of years, trudging through the snow and everything. It was a different life altogether. And the German opera houses are open on a Saturday afternoon. It's like over here you go to the football, but in Germany you go to the opera.
That's
and
wonderful.
And it's funded by the government and everything, and they just love their opera. I used to love the Saturday matinees, you know. It's a great, great feeling.
We're going to finish this week with something that I think everybody knows. It's rather like when we played Nessun Dorma yesterday. It's another piece that's completely in the public domain, isn't it? And you were very much involved in this Wagnerian masterpiece.
Yes, yes, yes.
You were.
I was a Valkyrie, yes.
Yes.
I was in Götterdämmerung. I was in Rheingold. Yes, I love Wagner. Absolutely. That is where I belong. Sadly, not now, because, you know, I was diagnosed with MS, so I can't jump off the battlements and do all the things I'd love to do. But I can still sing, so I can still do concerts, but, you know, I haven't got the physical ability to do what's needed for the opera, sadly.
No massive shows for you on the Isle of Man during your remaining time here, but you did quite a bit over Christmas.
That's right, yes, yes. John Riley conducts the festival chorus because John Bethel is sadly not well at the moment. I hope you're listening, John. I hope you get the bell soon. But John Riley invited me to sing with the festival chorus, and I thought it went well. I was quite surprised when the governor and his wife and the bishop all came in. I thought, oh my goodness.
And some lovely carol services as well.
Carol services at St John's and St Mark's and at my chapel at home in Castletown. In
Marvellous.
Arbury Street.
Well, thank you for sharing so many lovely memories with us on MyTunes. Here's to you making loads more in concert in various locations.
Thank you.
When, as you say, you can, because let us finish the week with something. It's probably the closest to heavy metal of classical music of all time, this, without a doubt. Talk us into it.
The Ride of the Valkyries. Drama indeed from Wagner, and my grateful thanks to Christine Tear, another fabulous guest on My Tunes, as featured on Mark Tiley in the Morning. Don't forget to join me whenever you can, 9:30 to 12, Monday to Friday, right here on Manx Radio.